You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 8 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba show. Here we go. Another hour on another day. Banging out another week. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, and Helmsy have finished the kickoff hour, so conditions are ready. Adler now settles into his booth. He's ready to work his magic. For you tubers out there watching the show, either live or archived, subscribe to the YouTube channel to get alerts anytime something new is happening there. A brand new Bible study is there. We did that yesterday. The archive of Genesis 45 is now available for you on the YouTube channel or audio only on our podcast channel. I'm settling in. My name is Rick Burgess. Nice to see you. And across the way, there he is, the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the Kang's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Burgess! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere. Welcome in to the little party we call Rick and Bubba. Pull up a chair and stay a while.
Let's go. There's old Bubba.
How about you?
A little bit sleepy today, Pooh Bear?
I tell you, getting out of the blocks here, having a little trouble shifting gears.
Well, you and little baby brother, a little bit sleep today.
Yeah, we were just talking about
somebody
that.
Somebody snuggle them and keep them warm.
You know, that it kind of goes that way with the week anyway, Thursday and then Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's funny, when we were kids, you know, you seemed to ramp up as the week got here and the weekend. But I don't know. Yeah, I just had a little problem getting out of getting the gears going today. I guess I got woke up middle of the night.
What got you? Big eye?
I don't know. And then when I went back to sleep, I was sleeping hard, you know.
Yeah.
And so I woke up this morning with Betty, you know, waking me up, going, hey, your alarm's going off.
Yeah, you got a little deep sleep.
Yeah. Oh,
a little deep sleep.
I love that, when you sleep right through the alarm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that does require a ramp up. So, Bubba, here it is.
But we'll be out.
Couple of things. I'm sure, of course you will. You've done this a few times. I'm just telling everybody. We're about to get 29th birthday coming up. Wow, that's hard to believe. So anyway, we have the new CD, and the store has been repaired.
Revamped.
We apologize. RickandBubba.com, the store, had a hack. Nothing to do with your credit card information or anything like that. Just our ability to have it hosted where it was. So now the team at the store have worked really hard, and all the high-tech folks, and they've got us set up where we're back now. So if you click on the store, you'll be able to go there. And just in time, the brand-new Rick and Bubba CD is out. Where's the bathroom? I've had some of you, as Helmsy put it out on social media yesterday, already laughing at the cover. I know you're digging it and you're loving it. And we'll be showing some of that throughout. There it is, right there. So this is you tell that it's a public bathroom. This is our new world of public bathroom. Notice we did feature red shoes on one side.
Yeah,
that has been the ongoing saga there. And then on the back of the CD, it's porta potties with all the CD tracks on it. So and you can get it now. Now these are the hard copies. Those of you that are saying, how come it's not on iTunes today? Well, that takes more time, okay? We don't wait as long as we once did. We put them out at the same time, but just for the folks at Sony 30 Tigers to get it, and then to get it all the graphics, and to get it up in the store, and then for iTunes and all the others to approve it, that just takes time. So I don't know when it will be there. It'll be there, you know, at some point. And it may not be till after the first of the year. But anyway, the hard copy CDs, and they're always limited in number, are now available at the store if you want to grab it. Bubba, we some of our us enjoying Biden, Floyd the Biden is cut one. You were gone during this. This is when this thing broke out of me taking a wolf is cut two. Women's pro football mascots. I think I remember seeing tears running down your face when we were all doing that. Hey, that's Michael McDonald. That's when I thought I was at the beach with Michael McDonald. Greg trains for contacts. That's when Helmsley tries to help Greg on. And you're not wearing them now, so that never worked, did it?
No.
Okay, yeah, we all called that one.
I may wear them.
sausage balls phenom. That's in there. Gary has a tick problem from Gary the Bulldozer Man. We have adult children and aging parents. No credit to the caddy. That's Bubba and Speedy event memory there. Pavilion Hunger Games. We also have Bubba loved this when we were all decided we would help NASA with their marketing. This is when Bubba wishes we weren't his friends. Sibling rivalry tarnishes Good Friday. That's Adler and his brother getting in a fight on Good Friday. Surviving customer service. We've done numbers of those. Where's Bubba? That's that hilarious story of Betty looking for you, which was very funny. Shocking news on staying healthy. This is when one of the many times over the year where Speedy gives us those stories that he wants us to see. My wife is my co-pilot, the life of every man, trying to go somewhere with your wife in the car. Bark if your son is graduating. This is Speedy. Who was barking at one of his sons graduating, and he got caught on video. Trash cans and move-ins, that was that adventure of us trying to move my mom and dad to a retirement community the night of one of the stages of the move that really went south. Then Bubba and his family seeing dancing donkeys is cut nine. And then 10, Big-Hearted Rick. So there's our CDs for the year. Our cuts for the year. There's no way we can remember all of them, but these are the ones you kept emailing us about, and they're on there. So the new Rick and Bubba CD for this year, I guess this would be CD 27, something like that.
You know, I'll tell you why. Go ahead and finish.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Yeah, I'm just going to tell them it's at the store. Click on it. It's there until the hard copies are gone. It'll be coming to iTunes when it gets there.
I was going to pull up the spreadsheet and add that CD to the list. And then I was also going to look at what year it was. And I noticed that I don't have my spreadsheet program in my laptop anymore that went to be repaired. So I guess I'm going to have to download it.
What? Is this the one that wouldn't charge?
Yeah.
So
yeah. I got it back. And they replaced some boards, but apparently that is gone, or I don't see it anymore.
Bubba.
I got to find it.
Is it on the cloud?
No, I had the spreadsheet program, you know, in the computer.
I mean, how you can't even have a spreadsheet?
Where'd it go?
We'll be back.
Why's it gone?
The Rick and Bubba Show continues right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so we're looking every day and noticing that the cost of everything is going up. And then, you know, the worst part, you know what the other end of the spectrum is on that? The money in our retirement is going down. Hello, Debbie Downer.
High inflation.
I got my little statement, and it showed me how down my retirement was, and it was ugly. So what do I need to do? Well, if I want to protect it, I may want to do something other than this, or at least take some of it, and invest in a precious metal. Now, if you're like me, I would not even know how to begin to do that. That's the reason why folks like Allegiance Gold can really help me. They'll help us, and they have, protect your IRA or your 401k with physical gold and silver. And if you prefer it, they can deliver it securely right to your front door. Now, their approach is different. They focus on educating and developing a long-term strategy, and I think that's important. Some of this is almost like this is what we do for everybody. Take this and do this for a short period of time. But see, these all are going to have long-term advantages, and Allegiance Gold, they're telling you that from the very beginning. And then they're going to customize what you need to do. It may not be what I need to do, but yours and mine and Bubba's and Speedy's and the guys may be different. And that's why you see all these ratings in the industry, 5 stars with TrustLink and AAA rated with Business Consumer Alliance and A-plus from Better Business Bureau. So go to protectwithrickbubba.com. Put our names together. Don't put an and there. Protectwithrickbubba.com. This is the best offer yet, up to $2,500. $100 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them Rick and Bubba sent you, okay? You also can give them a call, 844-790-9191. When you do that, to get this offer, mention Rick and Bubba, okay? ProtectWithRickBubba.com or call Allegiance Gold, 1-800-790-9191. All right, so Bubba, it's interesting that we're about to do an update on a story we've never even done. But so let's first of all, I know the story's out there, and some.
Well,
of
we mentioned it, I think.
In passing, we never did a story on it, but because there really wasn't a whole lot of information. It was just that he was hurt. It was a gasoline fire, and that's really all that was released.
I recall the story being in front of me. I do not recall ever discussing it, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's get to it. So Jay Leno was in a garage fire. He's a car enthusiast.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah, and he's 72 years old.
Yeah, wow, I didn't realize he was that old. And so he had the incident happened last Saturday, and it led to burns to his upper body, including his face. I didn't know it got to his face. And you said you saw, and I'm seeing
that's
it here
a big face,
in this picture, that you saw him in that chamber, you know, for burn victims.
Yeah, they're saying he had second and some third degree burns. He had surgery. He's going to have another surgery this week. And they released footage. There he is, Rick. You can see his arms that are wrapped.
Oh, wow.
But he's in a hyperbaric chamber, which is supposed to help with swelling and help with blood circulation and should also help with some controlling bacteria. You know, that's one of the problems when you get burned is getting infection.
See, I didn't know this point, and some of you already know it. It was one of his steam cars.
Yeah.
It erupted into flames without warning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I think he was underneath it.
Yeah. So anyway, it says he's in good spirits, but as you said, he's going to have some more work done. Skin grafts, Bubba?
Yeah, he's being treated at the Grossman Burn Center. He said he credited his friend Dave with saving his life by jumping on him and smothering the flames out.
Who did?
Jay credited his friend Dave.
Dave, okay.
Was saving his life.
Probably David Letterman.
May have been, Rick.
No, because then Dave's beard would have probably gone.
Right. It was actually right. Dave Chappelle.
We got a story on Dave Chappelle today, Seinfeld weighing in. But anyway, so it says that that they think he'll get back on his feet in a couple of weeks. But I found this interesting. You know, and I know there's good money in this, so don't think I'm naive. I get it. The star missed an appearance at a financial conference in Las Vegas.
Right.
But I know that's those private deals. Sometimes they stroke good checks.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Well, he did. Remember, he used to go to Vegas on the weekend and do shows.
Yeah.
Because didn't he tell Jerry one time he'd never spend any of his money from the Tonight Show?
Well, there was a talk about that. He was afraid he was going to end up like the guy that ran he was the custodian that ran the elevators at the NBC building. Used to be a comedian,
right?
And Dave had to keep telling him that, or was it at Seinfeld?
I think it was Seinfeld.
Yeah, it was Seinfeld. Yeah. And he said he kept telling Jay, it was Seinfeld.
You're
going
to be okay.
Hey, there's no way you're going to. And he's whatever the guy's name was. He goes, you're not going to. I'll just use this name, Charlie. He goes, you're not going to end up like Charlie. I mean, that's not possible. I mean, even if right now, if you tried to spend every bit of it, you'd
never make another dime.
Right. And he was always paranoid that he was going to end up like that guy and not have his money.
You know, Jay he's very funny. I saw his stand up in Vegas when we were out there for CES. I think he's a funnier stand-up comedian than he was host of the Tonight Show.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah, very funny stand-up.
Have you guys watched that Jay Leno's Garage show at all?
No, I've seen one episode. That's it.
I didn't see an episode. I saw it in maybe a few minutes of it.
I've seen a few episodes of it, and he deals with some sketchy vehicles. So I'm not surprised something finally happened, like dealing with wood propellers and things like that. I don't want an old and wood propeller spinning 1,000 miles near my face. That's just me.
Yeah.
So I'm actually not surprised it's happened because he gets in there, he starts them up, he's hands on.
He loves cars.
Well, some steam car got him.
Yeah, got him good.
Have you seen the picture of it? I mean, it's really a classic looking.
Adam may have shown it, but I didn't see it. Yeah. I didn't know about steam cars.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like an early edition. It probably runs off wood, if I had to guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's there it is. It looks like something off Green Acres.
I bet he's got a couple steam cars, so I'm not sure which one it is. One's got a roof and one doesn't, but He has warehouses and warehouses and warehouses of vehicles, from what I understand.
Yeah. All that office stand-up money, because he won't spend his late show money. Or tonight's show, I'm sorry. You know, and we've said this on the show 1,000 times. My favorite Leno, and I guess that's what he does in stand-up, is when he would have beefs.
Yeah.
When he would come on Letterman, he'd be angry about something. I just thought
I think the Mr. Potato Head was the first one.
That was a good one. Yeah.
That one and Webster.
Yeah,
I like
that's
both of those.
Funny. Yeah.
When Webster was doing martial arts and he got mad about it, he's like, "Who's out to get Webster?" You know?
Yeah.
Why is he getting ready to defend himself?
That's so good.
And remember, his face was annoyed by watching the video of him kicking around.
Yeah.
In his little dojo. He's like, "Who's out to get Webster?" And he acted like he was a drunk busting into a bar looking for Webster.
Yeah.
Golly.
You guys know
but Mr. Potato Head was the classic.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You guys know how he kind of talks with his hands a good bit?
Yeah.
You can kind of tell he's still doing
he's
that
doing it, yeah.
in this hyperbaric chamber with the bandages on and everything.
That's
Look
a great catch.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently his right thumb got away without getting hurt.
They also said he was seen going up and down the halls handing out cookies yesterday. I saw a report of that.
Don't know if he's handling
it. I thought you were setting up a joke.
No, what? In the burn unit. Seriously.
Okay. Didn't you think that? I thought, this is some Leno joke.
I think Jay is legitimately a good guy. You know, he's a nice
guy. Yeah, he seems like it. Yeah. I mean, everybody that we've seen, anybody we've ever encountered that was big enough to have been on the Letterman show and the Leno show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have two completely different experiences.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, look,
don't give you much.
I love Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. In the early years, before he started looking like Santa Claus.
Rick, right. What
was that? He was funny, but everybody, he was so odd. Yeah. You know, it was kind of difficult.
Rick, what would Leno say right now?
You set on fire.
Him and Mike Tyson are very close.
If you want to do Mike Tyson, you go to Leno and then walk right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say something that may surprise y'all now that we walked into this. Have any of you gone to Netflix and watched Letterman's interview show?
I've seen a couple of them.
My next guest requires no introduction.
I can't get past his beard.
He's really let that beard go, hasn't he?
Letterman, now you have to hunker down when the storms come, which that's when he's going to do some liberal rant.
Yeah, he's got that.
Yeah.
Like Bill Gates' wife.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one, but
it was actually decent.
But when he interviews people, when he stays out of that and just interviews them, he actually, of course, he didn't have anything else to do now. But he is well researched, and he has found out everything you could possibly ever want to know about the person and asked them some questions that are quite interesting, by the way.
Yeah.
It's an interesting show.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him shave, but
well, because of the way he looks now, there is a moment in there that I do forget it's Letterman.
I know. It's like it's just,
I find myself saying, guy. I like this interview show that this gray beard guy has.
Yeah.
It's like he's not Letterman, because he doesn't act very Letterman-like.
No.
You know, he doesn't cut the wisecracks and all that or anything.
Right.
But he's a pretty good interviewer, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
And a great Santa.
An outstanding Santa. His interview with Dave Chappelle was very.
Yeah, it was good.
Very good. Very good. I don't know why we're all obsessed with David Chappelle now, because you can't really watch what he's saying. What the things he's saying, a lot of them are profound and they're very honest, and it does get us out of the fake world. I just wish he wouldn't have to use some of the words he uses.
Yeah. I know.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And I don't agree with everything he says, but he's pretty dead on a lot of stuff.
No, what I'm saying is where the breath of fresh air is, he is one of the few people other than this show right now that refuses to do the fake world.
Yeah.
And he
doesn't even agree with us on a lot of things, but he is at least talking about them in the real world.
And he ain't backing down.
He's not backing down.
Are we putting him in the Bill Maher camp right now?
Yes. He and Bill Maher are in an interesting place.
Yeah.
And it's like they want to hang on to their political preferences, but they're embarrassed by others thinking some of the things y'all are doing, I just can't go along with because they're just insane.
They're intelligent enough to see some of the things that's being said. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Correct.
Yeah.
15 minutes to the top. So Leno recovering, but in bad shape. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba.
So anyway, we'll crank out another Rick and Bubba University, the podcast for you today. If you are a baseball fan, you're going to love this one. And if you are a Kansas City Royal fan, you're really going to love it. As we talk to Dayton Moore, who was the general manager and later president of the Kansas City Royals for 16 full seasons after joining the organization in 2006. And he said, from day one, I wanted to bring a world championship to Kansas City, the first one they had in 30 years, and that happened in 2015. They also went in 2014. And how a small market team goes to the World Series back-to-back and wins it, we'll talk to him about how that happens. And that strategy. And I'm going to bet there's probably some things we can apply to our life and maybe the way you do your business as well. All right, so we've updated you on a few things today. The Republicans look like they will get control of the House. Democrats are either going to stay where they are or even go up by one, according to how the Herschel Walker what's the other guy's name?
Warnick.
How that goes. So we see that we've had Trump has announced he's running for president. So we've talked about that. One thing that we did the Jay Leno update, which we told you about that. So this ongoing thing and obsession with Dave Chappelle. So speaking of comedians and everything, so Dave Chappelle shockingly got to host Saturday Night Live, the modern day Saturday Night Live. I can't believe they brought him in. And I wonder if they still think they – I wonder if they still feel good about that. But
I don't know if they did. Like I said, some of the writers were supposedly boycotting.
And they boycotted him for what reason?
Trans, anti-trans.
Even
which
though,
he's not. Which he's I've not. Seen his stand-up. They say
right.
Yes.
Even though David Chappelle has explained himself on that over and over again. Not good enough. And remember, like we've –
we all make jokes about each other and stuff. So if you're going to be part of the gang, part of the gang. Yeah.
Right. Exactly right. By the way – I'm not even going to talk about this on the air, but remind me, I have a lot of stuff in the break to tell y'all today.
Okay.
But, I landed on a comment. Well, I guess I could. I landed on that topic, the whole trans deal. I landed on a conversation yesterday on E! Entertainment. Guys, what kind of world are we living
in?
I'm
telling you.
And the things they were discussing and the fact that they were discussing as if this was normal. Human beings, we can never just barely step into something.
Right.
No, I mean, we get in and we take things places to
sure, but anyway, sure.
I just couldn't. I was just sitting there looking, going, and my heart broke for them. And my heart, I thought, is this who we are now? And we're acting like this is these people don't need some help or something. I mean, but anyway, all right. So now Jerry Seinfeld says subject matter of Dave Chappelle's SNL monologue calls for a conversation.
Now, what part?
So he says that
Jewish part.
Is that that's what he's talking about? He said in an interview with the Hollywood Reporter, Seinfeld, who's 68 now, was asked to share his thoughts on Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert's recent debate over Chappelle's remarks. Now, I have not seen that, and if he thought the monologue was funny, he said I did think the comedy was well executed. But I think the subject matter calls for a conversation that I don't think I'd want to have in this venue. He is Jewish, obviously. So he says, I don't have a close relationship with him. We're friends, but we're not in a close friendship, meaning they're acquaintances, but they're not really close friends, and meaning they would know each other where they were and all of that. He said, when pressed whether the monologue made him uncomfortable, the stand-up star responded, it provokes a conversation which hopefully is productive. So you hear Jerry say he's not going to be pulled into this. And he's trying to talk in a way that says, look, we need to have a conversation about it. And of course, you know, there some other people are out there talking. Because, Greg, I didn't know this. You said, and I didn't know that Stephen Colbert had talked about it and also had discussed it with Jon Stewart. I didn't see that conversation.
No, I didn't either.
But anyway, you said that the thing that has everybody going, because I didn't see all I've seen is outtakes from SNL that we played here on the show. But people are saying that he normalized anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic comments. But I don't you what not really.
He came out and read a disclaimer about, you know, and then he told Kanye that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he'll insinuate. I mean, he didn't come out. I saw nothing offensive, but in the world we're in today. But I'm telling you, I like the fact that with this or trans or whatever, if he truly feels like what he did was not wrong, he doesn't back down and apologize like everybody else does.
Well, that's kind of like what – it looks like that's what John Stewart said, you know, who also is kind of evolving, if you've been paying attention to John Stewart. Mm-hmm. He said, Dave said something in the SNL monologue that I thought was constructive, which it shouldn't be this hard to talk about things. He said, that must be what Dave Chappelle said.
That's what I'm saying, it wasn't.
And he said, and that's what we're talking about. John Stewart said, look, you may not like what someone says, but when did we get to the point that we can't have conversations anymore?
Right. So that's Seinfeld's reaction. He goes, it might lead to a conversation. Maybe there's a few tweaks that, you know, that's the way. Instead of, oh, cancel. Oh, the trans people. And I saw the special that they got all tore up about, and he actually tells a story about a trans that he was friends with that he used to let open for him. And I'm missing – he made jokes about trans, but he makes jokes about everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it, right?
Well, look,
we all laugh when he makes jokes about white people.
Well, I remember this, and this is when things, I guess,
it's funny.
That we are, it's the reason why the society is so messed up now, and I'm telling you, it's going to make what we do for a living incredibly difficult if we don't have some form of, we got to stop, okay? And the Dave Chappelle's of the world, even though he and I probably disagree on a lot of things, and I certainly would not use the language that he uses, but what he is saying is we cannot get to the point where we cannot discuss and people can't do comedy, and people can't have conversations.
You can't laugh.
He is a champion of that. And one of the things I remember, and God night, I must have been a teenager. That's how long ago this was. I remember the first time that I saw a comedian make a joke about being bisexual. I remember it. And it was a hilarious joke.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't imagine that. Now you're walking around, and everywhere you look is a possible date.
Yeah.
He said, I couldn't take that kind of pressure. He said it would be like the Golden Corral. It would be overwhelmed by the buffet.
That's funny.
And I thought, well, that's hilarious. And but now, you know, this is something that's off limits. And when did that happen?
To Greg's point, this whole thing, this whole controversy revolves around Dave talking about this person who you can see in the picture who is a transgender woman. And Dave is talking about how much that person meant to him in his life, talking about how they were friends, and the family of the transgender woman has come out in support of Dave. The transgender woman died, and so it's basically kind of a eulogy, and the trans backlash stems from all that.
And if you, and I'm not saying this is the case, and they come out, also this person took their own life.
Yes.
And they think a lot of it may cause this person caught a lot of back when thought by supporting Chappelle got attacked by that community.
No.
And that may have led to. Now, I'm not saying that that's a proven point, but they do say that is one theory.
Much smaller scale. But and then the other thing that's got this going, you told me about this, Greg, Dave Chappelle brought up Kanye West. And he's saying, if you want to make these comments about the Jewish people running everything, this is how you do it. And then you said, look, Kanye, whatever. And then Dave said, but I've been to Hollywood. And he made a comment, a lot of Jewish people there. But
of course, he also followed it up. And the funny, he goes, of course, there's a lot of blacks in Ferguson, Missouri, but they ain't running the show.
Well, so see, that's funny. But I go back to this. Here's the thing I don't understand about this whole Jewish people run everything deal. So what?
Yeah.
What if it turns out
offensive?
What if it turns out that it was true, but it's a free market?
Yeah.
And it just so happens that a lot of people who happen to be Jewish are able to rise to places of authority because they do everything well. And they make smart moves.
They're
taught economics.
Right. Right.
It's a way to survive because of where they are in the world.
Yeah. God forbid that my ethnicity or my group of people or the people that I come from, that one of the jokes people make about us is that we're really good with money.
All right.
And we kid
me about that.
Right.
And I really hadn't looked at what Kanye said. I don't know. It may have been a lot more offensive. Yeah.
I'm sure.
I have no idea what he said.
No, because Kanye was trying to suggested it was a bad thing.
Guys, Kanye ain't right.
That they're corrupt and all that. I understand that.
Off.
I do understand why everybody got upset with Kanye. I don't understand why everybody's upset with David Chappelle.
Yeah.
That's the part I don't get.
And the same thing with the trans controversy, because I watched the special. I thought, boy, he must have really been offensive. But if you listen to it, he actually is giving you the opposite message.
No.
You'll just listen to it.
Well, I would say that it's kind of like what Bill Maher said about he doesn't like when he sees Democrats claiming that people that are pro-life hate women. He goes, that's not true. They're just digging in on their principle that they think life begins at conception, so they're protecting life. They're against murder because they see it as murder. You may not see it that way, but you got to understand their argument. Same thing with all this involving, you know, the LGBTQ. Some people are just committed to their faith and committed to the way they see the world. And I remember when I went through this, you know, dealing with it here on the air, I remember there were people in the community, LGBT community, that actually stood up when we were being attacked, and they said, I've met this man several times. He's never been anything but kind to me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the Dave Chappelle. Yeah. He doesn't agree with what we're doing, but that's just because that's his faith. That's his principles. He's not out to get anybody. He's never trashed me. He's never been mean to me. And so y'all are making him out to be something that just isn't true. Well, they do that because then it seems to justify the way they act.
Yeah.
You know, they try to make you a person that deserves this attack they're giving you. When really most of this stuff is not well thought out. It's an inch deep and a mile wide.
Right.
And I think that's what Chappelle is trying to say. And some of these other people are coming around going, we can't get to a place where we can't have a conversation. And you also need to understand why someone disagrees with you. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
In the basement, does anybody know? Basement Joe.
We go back to the allegation that Russians accidentally or whatever fired a missile? Into Poland, killing some Polish people.
Well, there's some debate now. Was it actually a Russian missile or was it a Ukrainian missile they were firing in self-defense that just flew on over the border?
So here is our president being asked about this. This was a few days ago, right?
I think he was in Indonesia.
Indonesia at the time. All right, here's his comment on it.
Mr. President, is it too early to say whether this missile was fired from Russia?
There is preliminary information that contests that. I don't want to say that till we completely investigate, but it is. It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
Okay, so he's saying eventually
there's two thoughts here. One, that it actually could be. Mm-hmm. A Russian. Well, let me back up. There's a possibility it could be from the Ukraine as they were firing defensive weapons, trying to stop the attacks coming in. One went over there. Okay. The other is that it could be a Russian missile mm-hmm. that they were firing that got off course. The problem is that if it turns out to be a Russian missile, that violates the NATO Defense Act. What is it? Section 4 or 5, whatever that charter, and we have to defend Poland against the Russians. So, if you know, are you going to hear the truth? Either way, I don't know, because if it is
correct,
it possibly could start a direct engagement with us against the Russians militarily.
Right. See, everything
now. Follow it out.
Well, everything now. You don't know what's the truth because based on what you just said, accurately, 100% true. The Biden administration really doesn't need it to come from Russia.
Right.
That's not a good thing
They don't need it to come from there. You're right.
All right. So now this next photo, and by the way, just him trying to get to that point. You know what's happening? We've watched this guy meander around for 2 years, and so it's become normal to us. I would challenge Republican, Democrat, whatever you want. It doesn't matter what president it is. Will you go back and remember what it looked like when someone coherent and who had a control of their cognitive skills would be asked a question and then answered it as president?
Yeah.
See, we think this is normal, the way he stammers around, all that. We've forgotten because we don't – 2 years now. Now we think this is the way presidents talk.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah, he said once he got to it, he still didn't make sense. He said it's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia. Does that make sense to you guys? Am I misunderstanding the minds of the trajectory? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what that means.
I think you should say it's unlikely based on the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
Thank you.
Yeah, not in the mind.
I feel better now that you've translated our president.
I don't know where the mind comes from.
Maybe he left out whose mind it was.
So now here's
the minds of the commanders or in the minds of those they don't think it came from.
Okay,
there.
Maybe so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you for trying, Speedy.
No problem.
Here's a photo of Biden's cheat sheet, and it should really concern us.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It should really concern us.
Oh, yeah.
This is the script that he's handed, and somebody took a photo of it.
That's not the one I saw.
Oh, wait, Bubby, we're going through them here.
Okay. Look what it says.
Well, you'll get a better one. There's
you're talking about one that got you capitalized?
Yeah, they capitalize you. You do this, you do that. He doesn't know to do it.
You will sit. You will deliver opening remarks.
Well, I know. It's a big summit. Maybe it's a lot of organization.
Well, God love him. I'm
trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I feel sorry for it.
Right. It's
you will sit.
Look, I just don't want him running the country.
Right.
Yeah. I do feel sorry for him. I don't want him running the country.
Right. Yeah. Compassion, but not.
Interesting. They went all caps with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that was weird that they put in parentheses, you, Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America.
You are the president. Remember that.
Golly.
Here's that other shot you were talking about.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Look at the little cheat sheet.
You take
your
seat.
Really read it there.
Oh, yeah.
Press enters.
they're going to have to expand on you depart because he can't figure out how to leave. Let's go to Clyde out of Clyde. Sweet Home, Alabama. Clyde played the electric bass. All right, Clyde, go ahead. It's a big build-up.
Boy, it was. Clyde to Glide.
Come on, Clyde.
Clyde. This concerns me. Uh-oh.
Come on. What's wrong? Talk
to him over here. Come here and look.
Mm,
Never good. When it has something underneath like this, that's never good.
Never good.
This is that problem. I think right now Houston, I'm not going to be able to take any calls.
We have an issue.
We have an issue.
We have an issue.
It might get Scruggs on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Texting Scruggs now. Scruggs now. Everybody on Scruggs.
Everybody on Scruggs.
On three. Here we go.
So I'm going to put him on hold. If you see the same problem is here over on phone two. You still see that underneath it. So even if I take Clyde here,
I hate to bring it up, but they were in here working yesterday.
I knew they must have been.
Oh, come
Clyde,
on.
Clyde, I don't think we take calls.
Hello.
I don't think we take calls.
Hello.
Clyde's on there.
What's it doing underneath it? I've never seen.
Well,
it. I'm not familiar. With
the
that
last
board.
Time that no one could be on the air, and that's the key. Greg's answering them with no problem.
I was gonna say, Bubba,
he can put them on the board with no problem. Look right here. Anytime you have this underneath. And it was like, I don't know what it means. Used EW. Uh-huh. Used EW. I don't even know what that means.
He had to, I think, switch something in the back.
But you got to have it ready to go when the show starts. Okay? Does nobody check these things? Does nobody call? Does nobody say, let's take a call in here and see if it works? See, so, I would think that would be important. I would think you got to be sure it's working before you leave.
Yeah.
So I call Scruggs? And that way,
I don't know what happened. We'll invest. We're texting him. Okay. I text him a picture.
I'm sorry.
But I don't know. It could have been something.
Does that make sense to you?
Bub,
that makes
Rick.
Sense to you?
I'm texting him too.
You don't want to get me started.
Yeah. If I've worked on something that's going to affect a syndicated show to be able to go on the air the next day, any part of it, no matter what part it is, I'm not going to leave. Until I know that they're not going to come in and be in this situation,
right?
Okay, I mean, that just makes sense to me.
Maybe Greg can just relay from that room what they're saying.
So I'll try another.
That
one.
That would be fun.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You're just going to frustrate yourself if you keep trying, Rick.
I hope right now when I take this call, I can hear them. I go, I'd like to apologize to everybody. I'm wrong.
Right, and it could be that he has.
Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hello.
Hey, this is Todd.
Rick, I know will bring you joy. Did you hear what Bubba recommended we do?
What's that?
Have Greg tell us what they want.
I like it.
From in there.
Of course, that mic probably isn't working. Let me try that. Greg? Should I call that?
He doesn't have his headphones on, so he can't hear you.
He's trying to screen calls that don't work.
It's not working. It's not working. I hit that one out of the park. There's two.
Oh, man.
Greg? So you can't hear him either.
He said he can.
Hey.
I got you.
There he is. He's coming in.
All right. So, Greg, what does
he's in the witness protection booth?
Let's go. Let's go with AJ in Alabama. Tell me what AJ wants to. All right. Relay the conversation to me.
Hey, AJ. You on the Rick and Bubba show? What do you want to talk about?
Okay. Can I?
What do you say, Greg?
Greg, you're supposed to be telling us.
All right, first of all,
please look at his headphones.
Yeah.
He wants to talk about the Dave Chappelle thing. All right, and
what is he saying?
And all what that. Do you think, there, Ty?
What is his comment?
I mean, AJ.
Can I ask a question? If
all right, looks like it's says talk now. All right, it says talk now, Greg. I can talk to him.
Is that what it normally says under his talk?
Yeah, I think so. All right, Greg, put him back on hold.
I kind of like that.
Now Greg's talking to him. He won't let me
talk to him.
Where'd
Clyde go?
I kind of like that.
Where'd Clyde to Clyde go?
We lost Clyde. Let me go to Todd in Alabama. Yeah. Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd.
I got you.
Good morning. How are you?
There he is. All right. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Hey, Greg,
concerning
still talking.
Concerning the check engine light.
I'm sorry. Wait just a minute.
I'm sorry.
Wait just a minute.
Greg was still talking. Look at him.
Greg was just talking away. Rick didn't have him potted up.
All right, Greg, now I can take him.
We
rebooted probably something we should have rebooted probably, you know, before the live show went on. But
cable.
So anyway. Well, that cable thing's happening a lot. Let's be sure it's all the way in.
Yeah. Okay?
I don't even have an engineering degree. In hell, I can do that. You know what I mean? Okay, all right, so I mean, see, there you go. See, now that's what it causes.
That, I know.
God, sin is always close. The devil's always
in
your
door. It is.
Never
it
takes
is.
A holiday.
He doesn't.
You're Artemis, and you're launching.
It just seems
do
so.
Do you feel cool in here now?
Has nobody been taught the five P's? Prior planning prevents poor performance. Check everything twice.
Or is school closing Tony told us the six P's.
Right, he did. All right, Todd, go ahead.
That's Mac's version, too.
Yeah. Changing the subject a little bit, concerning the check engine light.
Yes.
Anything that comes on the dash that is amber is something that you take care of when you can. Any light that comes on the dash that is red, you need to stop right now and take care of. It's a safety issue.
I like that.
Okay. All right.
So the tire warning thing,
it's confusing.
That's amber.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Do you like
amber light? Amber light.
I don't think it is on mine.
Well, let me ask y'all this.
It depends the brand of car.
Let me ask you this. Do y'all like my advice to Big Love, I'm on top of it, Burgess?
Mm-hmm.
If they're all down and it's cold, that's going to be likely tied to weather.
Right.
If one is low and the others aren't, you need to address that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think
if you got one flying by itself, then watch it.
I'm not a tire expert, but let's just say that
a minute ago you told me that air would come out of them.
Well, they will relieve themselves over time.
Right.
But
see something else.
Rick, let's just say that if you look in the door jamb of the car and it says it's supposed to be 36 PSI, all four of them, and it's 30, that's probably cold weather. If it says 23, you might ought to check on it, even if they all are the same.
Yeah. But the problem is, when it's 30 or 32, it keeps telling you, go inflate your tires.
Yeah, I know.
And it tells you what they're supposed to be. You don't have to even look at the door. It says on the screen, they should be this, and they're this. Go put air in them.
Does it bother you sometimes on the tire, it says one thing, and then on the door jamb, it says something else?
I've never noticed that, but it would bother me.
The car people will say one thing, and the tire people say something
else. Well, that's on that list of guys that are, I love them.
Let's all get together.
They work their tails off. They know what they're doing. They always say, with manufacturers, let me tell you what you need to do. Whoever told you that don't know what the heck you're talking about. I said, you're talking about in the door jam? You know, and
the car people usually want the car to ride a little smoother, so they'll deflate it just a little bit. And the tire people don't want you to deflate it.
Right.
Because it can cause problems.
Yeah.
My dash in my car looks like a Christmas tree, but at least it's seasonally appropriate right now.
Amen.
So that's good.
You can just put black tape over it so you don't see it.
That's what I'm doing. Good idea.
By the way, I only want to be told once that I need to replace the fluid that washes the windshields. Just once. I don't need that up every time I turn it on. Okay, I've heard it. I've acknowledged it. That's not going to get on my top of the list to stop by and handle. And stop talking to me about it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Josh in Tennessee. Josh, welcome to Rick and Bubba. Let's see, where is that right here? Josh is here. Josh, welcome to Rick and Bubba. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Is there any chance that the Keith Morrison bit made it on the Best of CD?
What?
I don't know
Keith
what you mean.
Morrison?
Keith Morrison.
What was that? Oh, bit? We're all drawing a blank. Keith
Morrison. He went away.
It was Rick. Rick was doing an impression of him. It sounds just like him.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's Keith Morrison?
He's the Dateline guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I didn't know that was his line.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that didn't make it.
That was in consideration, funny. But yeah. Yeah.
I think that was so late in the year we already had it done.
Yeah. it didn't last. It wasn't a full deal. It was just pretty quick, but it was solid. Rick, you're good.
I forgot all about it. Yeah, I remember that now. The Clyde's back, Helms. We found him. Okay. Hey, Clyde, welcome to the show.
Almighty boys, I'm down here at Orange Bay. Can't have nothing. National radio, syndicated show. Can't get to y'all. But hey, Greg, what about the last of the DVDs holding that up?
Oh my gracious goodness.
Every female in the audience was about to turn us off. I had to do something. You know, they can't tolerate the sound. Bubba showed me that years ago, and that's 100% right. Men can work through static.
Right.
Women can't do it.
If what we want to hear is in static, we'll listen to it. Most females just can't do it.
Yeah, how many times has your wife said, turn that off? You can't even hear it. You're trying to hear a ball game?
Yeah, You're on the fringe.
How are you listening to that? Turn that off. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Well, and we just walked through another one. We got a lot to uncover. We'll talk to you by phone again this hour at 866-WE-BE-BIG. Let's start with Ron DeSantis talking about some of the slow vote counting in other states, which I agree with him is shocking. And it certainly does not address the distrust issue that a lot of Americans have with the voting process now. They wonder whether it can be trusted. That's not a good thing. And Ron DeSantis weighs in on that. Here he is.
But you know, we actually had another hurricane come through in the other part of the state, Nicole, so you guys understand that. And how is it that, you know, the state of Florida, the Monday before the election, we could declare a state of emergency for Nicole, conduct an election, count like 7.7 million votes by midnight. Next morning, we're at the EOC, storm hits, you have washouts of A1A, other parts. We repair that by the weekend. And these other states are still counting their votes from the election. How pathetic is that?
That's
true.
Hear, hear. I can anybody refute what he said? It is pathetic.
It's amazing. Some of them need to be overhauled. But look, Florida had to get bad before they overhauled theirs, and right. They overhauled it, and it's much better now. So maybe some of these other states will do it too.
Let's hope so. Also, Speedy mentioned at the old G20, and now what's the G20?
Well, that's the big economic, the top 20 economic economies in the world. Although when Biden's there, do you feel like it's just the G19?
I do. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's a great one. Here is China's chairman.
Yeah. He's the chairman of the Communist Party.
I see what you're saying. I didn't know that was a title. Xi. Xi, is that how you say his name? Xi?
Xi.
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 Anyway, Xi is not happy that Canada's Justin Trudeau, better known as Adler calls him, who's
he's Castro's son.
Yeah. Castro's boy.
Yeah, Castro's.
that's what they
illegitimate child. Yeah, yeah, so Trudeau gets dressed down a little bit by
Trudeau.
Is it Trudeau?
Yeah.
Xi.
Xi and Trudeau.
Xi and Trudeau. Trudeau is dressed down by Xi. So here it is for leaking a private conversation. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. I got secondhand here.
Oh, it's terrible.
Everything we discussed is then leaked to the paper. That's not appropriate. And that's not how the way the conversation was conducted. If there is sincerity on your part,
free and open and frank dialogue, and that is what we will continue to have, we will continue to look to work constructively together, but there will be things we will disagree on and we will have to
continue.
Oh, wow. Let's create the conditions first.
Well, he was little.
And look at him walk away. It's like he's got something. He's not sure where to go. Pants or something.
Yeah. She was mean to me.
And the last thing he said, if you lived here, you would disappear.
Boy, you hate to see two communists just not get along.
I know. Two commies with a little breakup there in the middle. A little drama in the Communist Party there.
While I greatly respect your father.
All right.
Do not leak our private conversation.
You have lost face.
You have lost face. And then, like you say, Trudeau walks away like he's been scolded, like a dog that got scolded, and how they go over the corner and put their head down.
What if you're the translator, though? You've got to deliver what he's saying.
Can we
see
that again?
You've got to do it in an authoritative way.
Well, Trudeau doesn't look like himself.
He doesn't.
He looks weird, doesn't he?
Yeah, what's happened to him? Has he had some sort of makeover or something?
I don't know. He looks skinny in the face. Skinny in the neck and face.
Is he ill?
I mean, it doesn't even look like him at all.
He was rocking a beard for a little bit, so maybe that's changed.
Everything was
so the translator has the mask on, but they don't.
That's all the way the conversation was conducted.
That is not the way our conversation was conducted.
Do you wish the translator was a bigger person?
If there is,
you asked me the question on what I would do. By the way, notice the absurdity of the mask. People have masks on standing next to them, but they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, how absurd is this masking? Some of y'all on this mask thing, I don't follow you. I don't know what you're doing. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Y'all, that does not look like him.
It doesn't.
At all.
It doesn't.
Can we see another picture of him?
It's a body double.
It's a body double.
Adler? Yes. First, I want to watch him walk away where he's got something.
I think he leaned down to the lane and said, where's the rest
of
the
room?
Where's all his people?
Who inserted the corn cob? Was that Xi?
I think we saw that.
Let me ask you this. What is China and Canada talking about that's so secret? You know?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Xi didn't like it being leaked to the press. And you asked me, Speedy, if I had to deliver that message.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it exactly what he said, because if not, he'll kill me.
True.
So I'm going to do it if I'm under communist rule and I'm with the chair.
No, but what I'm saying is, don't you think his person, his translator, should be more of a scary looking, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, alpha male kind of looking guy.
No.
This is what he said.
I'm going another way.
Oh.
There's always something, and you've seen it throughout time, a little bit spooky, that the really big person in charge has some little fella next to him that says, "That's right."
You
know, let me tell you what he said.
Yeah. Oh, like assistant
He's
coach?
He's not going to tolerate that.
Okay.
You know? It's like the big dog, little dog in the cartoon.
Yeah, you always have that little fella next to you that warns everybody how dangerous you are.
Adler, do you have a Trudeau
picture?
That just doesn't look like him at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a split screen of a picture of him and then just a normal picture.
He did hold his own there towards the end. He said, "Well, look, we're going to disagree on stuff." Mm-hmm. You know, he tried desperately to hold it
together.
But
then he walked away.
And then,
what were they talking about that was so secret that Xi didn't want it?
Did you see Trudeau lean over to, I guess, one of his assistants? Like, I got to go. What did he say? It's almost like he was looking for something.
All right. So I don't know. That's a good question. I've got a split screen here from the video and then just a normal picture of Trudeau. And you're right. Oh, wow.
That's good.
Yeah, he does look different.
Very good.
He looks a lot different.
Very different.
Tell the radio audience what we're looking at.
Right? Well, it's a picture of Fidel Castro.
Oh, is it? My bad. My bad. I do that sometimes because they look and act exactly the same.
They do. It's weird. And then we have a couple of stories I saw yesterday, too, speaking of...
At least he can make a sentence, though. You got to give him that.
Yes. I mean, and that's so... That's,
he may be a commie wannabe or socialist or whatever, but at least he doesn't blubber around.
Sentence. If we're going to make fun of world leaders, the USA can't say jack right now.
These are real conversations that happen at these things, and that's why the story that we did yesterday where Biden just called an early lid, didn't show up to the dinners. It's very important. It makes the U.S. look so weak that he cannot participate on the level that these world leaders participate in those conversations.
It really is. It's really sad. The did I see also whatever Iran calls their setup?
Yeah.
We know what it really is, but whatever.
They actually have a leader, and then he answers to the Ayatollah, or he doesn't become the leader anymore.
So you know they had the protesters that got out of hand. And I have great respect for these people willing to stand up. But there's a viral thing out there now, and they're saying that people are trying to confirm. Now they're saying that this story may not be true. A story got out, and of course it gets on the internet, and everybody keeps sending it out and all that. That they had whatever it's called, that they'd had a meeting and they had voted to execute all 15,000 protesters. Mm-hmm. Snopes is trying to take this on. NBC is saying that's a false claim, that celebrities and politicians put it out viral when they got it. Snopes is trying to take it on, and it says, and then here's over at Fox News saying it's real. Here's NBC saying it's not real.
Here's BBC saying 348 protesters have been killed and 15,900 others arrested.
Yeah. Are you looking at CNBC, Speedy? Where did you say that came from?
The BBC is what I was reading from.
CNBC, which we know is not a conservative bastion of information, says the Tehran court has issued three more death sentences to people who were involved in anti-government protests. Although they also were saying that there was over 1,024 indictments have been issued for arrest.
Snopes, which I don't know whether to believe them or not, they say that Newsweek reported it. That's where it got started. Other journalists have debunked it. That's what they say. So I don't know who to believe. So anyway, how about this? We know that the protesters, if you're taken in by an overreaching tyrannical government, it's not good.
According to human rights watchdog groups, they reported that 333 people were executed in 2021, 14 of those women.
Right, and then they've arrested these 15,000 plus, and that's what everybody's talking about. Are they going to execute them or not? One story says yes, the other story says that's false. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
He was trying to bring awareness. I think he's kind of been vindicated here. On the radicalism of Antifa. And the book was called Unmasked, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy. I thought the left, they just weep and say, we must protect democracy. And,
well, that's what we've been hearing.
Yeah, and this book was saying Antifa is trying, you know, because Bubba's.
And they are.
Bubba's said it, and we tried to educate everyone. You know, you have anarchists. That's different than people that are saying, I think there's a better form of leadership. The anarchists don't want, they just want chaos.
Yeah, yeah. But they just want anything goes for everybody all the time. And that is the sign of something else, Rick, chaos.
And here's what I love, what Winston Marshall has said. This is an update on him. He was canceled. He was vilified. He left the band. He said, I'm out. Yeah, and then the band had to apologize from ever being in the band and all that, even though he helped make them successful.
Yeah, he's a founder.
Yeah, so he says when they asked, he's about to start doing his own thing now, and they've asked him, you know, hey, are you okay? You know what he says? I feel liberated. That's what I feel. I'm not going to live like this. And if me to be in Mumford and Sons is that I can't talk about a book.
Yeah, I got to apologize for
Yeah, and so he said.
Taking on Antifa, of all things.
But listen to what he's saying.
Dun, 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 dun.
If you live your life, you know, licking your fingers and sticking in the air and wonder which way the mob wind is blowing, that's no way to live.
Yeah, it's not.
Know what you believe, know why you believe it, and you stand on it.
Yeah.
As long as you're not harming other people, you speaking your mind and pointing to things, and people can say, well, we disagree with you. But, oh, no, he was one of those during that cancel run where if you didn't say and do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
So he says that I'm back. I'm doing my own thing now. And he said, I've been playing songs that I've written over the last few years. He says, I do want to warn audiences that may come to see me. I'm a little rusty because I haven't been allowed to play in a while. I hadn't been able to play live because nobody, you know. So, but I love that comment. How do you feel after getting canceled? You know, he says, I feel liberated.
That's
I speak my own mind.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't give some apology that I don't mean.
Right.
I don't like their music. I'm sorry I have to say it.
No, I like Mumford & Sons. Yeah, I don't like how he was handled, but I like their music.
Yeah.
Now, the lead singer, his name is Fred, right?
And of course,
and the backup,
Lamont's on backup.
So
I love that.
Grady's on the keyboard.
And what was the cool dude that was Lamont's friend?
I can't remember.
Rollo.
That's it, Rollo.
Attaboy,
thank
Greg.
You.
Always there for
Rollo
us, buddy.
On the drums.
Yeah. Rollo's
that would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Also, a headline. You know, you can't believe you're reading, but in the times we're living in America, my high school punished me for saying a male shouldn't be allowed to watch me undress.
How dare you?
Here we go. As a girl, I was taught to respect the privacy of my body, and to speak up if I felt unsafe. Yeah, you've been hearing that, and that's good advice. And if something made me feel uncomfortable, now I'm 14 and shocked to learn that not all adults take you seriously when you say you don't feel safe or comfortable. In fact, they may even punish you for speaking out. That's what happened when I said I didn't think a teenage male should be allowed in the girls' locker room where my teammates and I undress and change. When it comes to my body, I think this is private. I don't feel safe or comfortable if a man is in here with us. That seems reasonable.
Yeah, I'd be uncomfortable.
And she says, but apparently in the times I'm living in now at this government school, they don't see a problem with a male student freely watching us change our clothing. And said, I got in a conversation with some of my friends in French class. It got me in trouble with the officials at Randolph Union High School in Vermont. Someone overheard me telling my friends the dude doesn't belong in the girls' locker room. Of course, he's a transgender so-so female. They reported me to the co-principals, even though the male student didn't hear me and wasn't even in the class. And so I was punished for saying that I was not comfortable with that. I turned out to be the bad guy for saying, remember, that just a teenage male should not be allowed to watch me undress. I'm the one that's the bad guy.
Someone heard that and went and told on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the administration decided to act on it. There's something wrong here.
She said boys and girls are different. This is a 14-year-old, by the way, and must respect each other's bodily privacy. And for that, I was punished. Wow.
Yeah, I can't. You think you're hearing something. You go, what? I can't even believe we're having this debate. You know?
A 14-year-old's got more sense than some of you adults out there.
Yeah.
See how common sense that is? That's all everybody's saying. You can go live your life how you want to in the privacy of your own.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have.
But right here, we got to do some things that are just walking around chewing gum, appropriate and inappropriate.
Rick, do you have you ever seen the show Chrisley Knows Best?
I have. I've seen bits and pieces of it.
You know, we had his daughter on.
I remember that.
And,
yeah.
Well, Todd and Julie Chrisley are facing time, we've covered this in the past, in federal prison for being convicted of financial crimes.
Oh, yeah.
Prosecutors in the case are asking the judge to sentence Todd to between 17 and 22 Ooh. Years in prison and Julie 10 to 13,
they don't know best now.
According to court documents. Well, let me ask you this. What did they do? Because that seems like a long time for
financial fraud. They were appearing to be worth more than they were to get loans under false information. Originally, it started, he was living in one state that doesn't have an income tax. He claimed he lived there, but he didn't. Right. He had a resident, but he wasn't living there. That's what started. But the big stuff is over all this fraud about.
Yeah. So they've been cooking the book.
Pretending they were in better financial shape than they were.
Yeah, Chris was pretending, loans. All right.
Based on, you can shoot a president
and get out quicker than that.
Information. Bub, you good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. So I
just had to ask the question, where's the bathroom?
You did. Yeah. I said our title of our CD this year, You Just Lived It Out. And I saw the look come over your face. I even saw you take the deep breath.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we were only about 30 seconds from the break.
I know.
It just happened.
The numbers just don't really work. So we do what we can.
We do. So I asked you this question, and again, I've even read the article. So I was sent this headline, Mormon Church Announces Support for Same-Sex Marriage Bill.
Yes.
Now I
thought that was strange.
I didn't know what to do with that, and I was trying to read the article about it, and I'm not Mormon, so I know a good bit about what they believe. But when it came to marriage, other than the run they had with polygamy, as far as male and female, same sex marriage, I never saw that as anything that was embraced by the Mormons. But yet, the church has come out in support of the law that would protect same-sex marriages. But they go on to make clear in the article that as far as the doctrine of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints related to marriage between a man and a woman, it's well known and will remain unchanged.
I don't follow it. I saw the story yesterday. I couldn't make sense of it.
Well, you see, like we said a minute ago, like asking the Chrisleys for $20 million
yeah.
after putting them in jail for claiming they had money they didn't have. it sounds like they say, as far as the church, we stand where we stand, and they've made some adjustments over their history,
yeah,
like involving polygamy.
Yes,
some went along with it, some still hanging on to it, but but as far as the same sex, it's never been part of their belief systems, and according to the leadership of the church, that won't change. But they still support this bill. And you said even Romney was for it, right?
Yeah,
who's a high-ranking one.
I saw the, and I don't have it right here in front of me, on the vote in Congress yesterday to move forward with this, there were several Republicans that went with the demos, and he was one of them.
Hmm. Yeah, I want to say 12 or so went with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So that seems like once again one of those mutually exclusive comments that I that's just becoming the norm now. I can't really I can't really follow that. But there you go. That was a story that people were asking us to comment on, and I'm just telling you what it says. But I don't really know what to do with it.
Yeah, this bill is pretty controversial because the wording of it, from what I understand, puts gay marriage and interracial marriage kind of in the same terms. And so it's kind of saying if you were to oppose same-sex marriage, that is the same as opposing interracial marriage, which I don't agree with
no,
that
that's
thought.
Not true. No, that's not true. To say that is outrageous.
Yeah. And this could lead to more liability for churches and those kinds of institutions going forward.
So it's a liability.
Well, you know, I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of the people on the left had been screaming about overpopulation
absolutely.
In the world for decades now.
Yeah.
And you remember about 6 months ago, Elon Musk came out and said, you know, and he did something that I never was good, Rick, at doing, and I know you either. That is showing your math.
Yes.
And said, no, we actually don't have an overpopulation problem. We have an underpopulation problem.
Correct.
That we got more folks dying than being born, and it's almost reached a point of being unsustainable, which people were scratching their head going, what? But if you played it out and you looked at his numbers, I think he was probably pretty close to being right. So completely flipping 180 degrees on some of this now. Chuck Schumer came out, and I think he even surprised some of the Democrats with this announcement. He is saying that we need to, right now, the solution for America's declining birth rate is to grant a path to citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants that are currently living in the country.
Mm. So that makes more sense when he's using that as a solution. You kind of see why he's going down this road now.
Now, many have reminded Schumer of the irony that he and the Democrats support abortion, yet are complaining about low birth rates.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is.
And are looking to absolve illegal border crossers to solve the problem. Rick, it just seems like there's a lot of logic here, isn't it?
Well, let's start with your first point. The left and all the leftists around the world are lamenting and crying that we're overpopulated.
All right.
Doesn't seem like this country.
Telling people not to have babies.
Correct.
Remember?
Then you have, we are for abortion at any time on demand. And then you're going to step up to a microphone and say, we have
low birth rates.
Low birth rates, and we need to
it's incredible,
make citizens, all of the illegals right now, to solve our. And how do, I mean, if they're here, they're here. I mean, how does it make.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. If they're here and they're
having
babies,
it
really doesn't matter what column they're in.
Right. Yeah, but we know what column he wants them in, and we know why.
Now listen to what he said, too. He's the leader.
Yeah, we have the clip.
He's the majority leader in the Senate.
Yeah.
Oh, so we do have the clip.
Yeah, we have
too.
Yeah, we have.
But get this. I just want to say this, and we'll hear him say it. Okay. He added, the only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants. The Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for over 11 million, or however many undocumented immigrants. He even admits, we don't know, that's just a guess, 11 million.
Yeah. Wow. But this is the quote, you didn't say anything that he's going to say here, so it's not going to be repetitive. You said new things. He's going to make that point you did about why we have a population problem. Yeah. And when you hear this in his own words, you really can't believe what you're hearing from a Democrat.
Let's hear it.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
It could be 11 million, might be 20. We just don't know. But however many.
But the population part, that doesn't even make sense. I mean, what is he talking about?
Oh, Rick, it's just another way to tip the scales for the election.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. That's the end goal. Is this some new idea he's come up with and he hadn't really thought it through?
It is amazing to me that so many of our elected officials who are elected to take care of the electric that is here and that they're so concerned about everybody else.
Maybe the population issue is based on the fact that we don't know whether we're male or female.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just bizarre.
That confusion, I could see where that might knock down the birth rate a point or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say this. Yeah. I mean, it's there's only one union that produces more human beings, and that is the union of a male and a female.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
You mean the way it was laid out?
Nothing else reproduces human beings.
Right.
I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I mean, for those of you that somehow think that children come from other places, they really, really don't.
Why do you have to be so heteronormative, Rick?
Or have walking around since.
Or heliphobic.
You don't have to like it, but it is the truth. You know, that's the problem with the truth. You know, sometimes somebody says, if I don't like the truth, I declare it's not the truth. No, you may just not like it, but it doesn't cease to be the truth.
Mm-hmm. If people don't want to have kids and they don't want to have a family, that's great. It's our own business. That's fine. But if there's any party that's encouraging that and really pointing people towards that lifestyle, it would definitely be the Democrats Party. I mean, when Roe v. Wade got overturned and everybody was freaking out, there were many, many pieces written in legitimate stories about how this is such a tragedy that this person, this pregnant woman, is going to have to carry this child. In fact, they're never going to get to go on vacation again. That was like the whole argument of the piece. It's like, they now have this beautiful family. What a shame they didn't get to do Instagram pics with their feet in the sand. You know, like, and there was a huge backlash to that, too. People are like, do you understand what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I've said it before. And
we'll introduce them to a car seat.
This hormone therapy that we're doing on kids is just another example of people being robbed of one of the most beautiful things in life, and that is having and raising a family.
They demonize, they're destroying the family unit as a whole, so it's their fault.
Right.
America.
Yeah, and if I could add one thing back to the, and it's fantastic, it's certainly your business. If you choose not to have children, that is your business, and that it's none of our business. Now, something that I would ask you not make my business, though, please don't make your pets your children and then call them that. If you can have pets and say you'd rather, I've even heard these are our kids.
Oh,
and I'm like, they're not.
They don't look like it.
They're your pets, and that's wonderful. You may say I'd rather just have no kids and only pets, or some people like kids and pets. Some people like kids, no pets. Some people like no pets, no kids. But let's not say that a pet is anything other than a pet. That's it. And a pet's such a good gig.
Yeah, they're a blessing sent from God for us to enjoy.
But they're not your children. And it would be wonderful to me if you would not refer to them as that if I'm around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, just that you ever seen that family unit? Like we're mommy and daddy and these are our kids.
Nah.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba inviting you to tomorrow's Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick, it'll be a big and busy show as always. All the headlines you need to know. We're going to kick off the weekend, a lot of big sporting events, and a Beth Moe Insight.
All tomorrow on the Rick and Bubba Show. Thanks for listening to the daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.